Adventures of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast present I Love a Mystery. Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry, specialists in crime and adventure, now following the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling. Now, before we pick up the threads of our story, I'm going to take just a moment to answer a question a lady asked me a while ago about Fleischmann's yeast. Now, what was your question again, Mrs. Gray?
Well, lately I find that I'm tired and worn out by mid-afternoon, and I figure that maybe I need more vitamins. So I'm going to start drinking the vitamin cocktail.
Well, that's fine. You know, the vitamin cocktail, Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice, contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Yes, I know. But what I wanted to ask you is this. How long will it be before I notice any benefits?
Well, if you need more vitamins and you stick to it, the vitamin cocktail should help you in just one short week. Just recently, 2 out of 3 people who completed a 4 weeks test of Fleischmann's yeast said they were benefited the very first week. So friends, if you need extra vitamins and you want to give the vitamin cocktail a trial, remember, give it a fair trial. Buy a week's supply, 14 cakes of Fleischmann's yeast at a time. It'll keep perfectly in your refrigerator. Then drink it mixed in tomato juice for 7 days straight. If you're short of vitamins, the vitamin cocktail can really benefit you, and you'll be mighty glad you stayed with it. The pirate loot of the Island of Skulls, a new Carlton Morris adventure thriller. Of a hot tropical evening in the expedition's camp where the beach rises to meet the jungle on the Island of Skulls. The auxiliary motor yacht, Nightbird, stands off the beach some 500 yards, cradled in the oily, glassy water of the island's tiny cove. On shore, Miss Florence Sedgwick, confined to her wheelchair, dominates the camp with considerable more determination than judgment. She has brought everyone else ashore also, except the 2 deaf-mute peons down in the engine room. At the camp are Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker, and likewise that earnest young man, the steward, Swede, the galley cook and handyman, and the little Chinese companion of Miss Sedgwick, P.Y. Captain Norton is dead. A jaguar clawed him, and he died sitting straight up, his arms hugged tightly across his middle. More serious than that, though, is the fate of Edith. The natives have her. Holy Joe appeared at the camp several hours ago in his true light, a native priest, and said that unless the Chinese pirate map of P.Y. Ling was given over to him, Edith would be sacrificed. He also added that the jaguar was a religious symbol, and by killing the animal which had attacked Captain Norton, Jack had committed the unforgivable crime. However, he promised to hold the natives off until they were safe aboard the yacht, and also return Edith unharmed if Miss Sedgwick would give up the map. The woman at first said no, and then she compromised. She demanded that Holy Joe give her until morning to make up her mind. He granted the 12-hour reprieve, and now, just at dusk...
Ooh, listen at that. If you ask me, it's going to be darker than the inside of a coal miner's esophagus in a couple of shakes, and then what?
And then we'll have one heck of a time getting back aboard the yacht.
We are not going back aboard the yacht.
Well, by morning, it'll be too late. Even after dark, it may be out of the question if Holy Joe's got natives on guard to prevent us.
Why couldn't he prevent us just as well in this half-dusk as he could later in the dark?
Because as long as we can see to use our rifles, the natives can't get within striking distance of us.
Yeah, but once it's dark, look out. One of them greasy skull toters could slip up and slice a double rib steak out of you before you could yell King's Z.
So long as we have the parchment map to the pirate treasure, Holy Joe is going to do nothing drastic. He wants it too much.
I think you're taking a lot on yourself trying to riddle out what Holy Joe will do or won't do.
I know a money-lusting fortune hunter when I see one.
Holy Joe's much more than a fortune hunter. He's a native priest, and on this island, he probably's got the power of life and death over the whole population.
You darn tootin', Miss Sedgwick, and a guy's used to having folks he don't like strangled or hacked to death ain't got much patience. He'll dicker with you for a little bit, maybe, and then all of a sudden, wham, and you've got yourself 4 or 5 foot of native spear sticking out of your middle.
Ah, you people are sitting there and giving yourselves the willies.
Looks to me like you're just dead set on committing suicide, Miss Sedgwick.
I am dead set on doing what I started out to do, that's certain.
See here, Miss Sedgwick. Suppose we take a vote.
Vote?
Certainly. Majority rules, or should, even on an expedition of this kind.
No.
I beg your pardon, Miss Sedgwick. May I say a word?
You keep out of the steward. What is it?
Why, I know I'm speaking out of turn, ma'am, but why don't you go ahead and take the vote?
What's that?
Yes, ma'am. Sweet here, and I'll vote any way you do, won't we, sweet?
Yeah, that's true, I reckon, but the more fools we are for doing it.
Hey, you guys want to spend the night here on the beach with the place crawling with natives?
No, but if that's what Miss Sedgwick wants...
And that is the way I vote, too, the way Miss Sedgwick votes.
I'll be doggone.
Well, there we are. 4 vote to stay against 3 to go back to the ship.
Yes. Are you satisfied? Or are you still going to insist?
Oh, no. Majority rule, just as I said. Insane as it is, we're here for the night. Okay, Doc?
Sure. What can we lose except our lives?
There
you. Why not? Nothing can happen to us that probably hasn't already happened to Edith.
Which brings up the question of Edith.
We will just let the matter of Edith stand as it is.
What do you mean by that?
Just what it sounded like. We will not discuss Edith. And as for your inference, Miss Booker, that anything has happened to the girl, you're all wrong.
I hope so.
Well, you are. Holy Joe said the girl would be returned unharmed when the map was given to him.
Boy, you sure do have a lot of faith in that native priest's word, lady.
I have faith in everyone until one of them proves himself unworthy of faith.
But, Miss Sedgwick, you can't apply civilized Christian ideas to loincloth natives. They just don't think the same. Ask anybody. Ask Sweet here.
That's right, Miss Sedgwick, man. Don't trust a native fuller than you can throw him by his loincloth. They used to ain't human beings in the sense that we know, man. They're like animals, only up on their 2 hind feet. And they get more sense in animals, and they'll cut you down and chop you up quicker than a squirrel can scamper up a mizzen, mister.
All right, Sweet. That'll be enough of that.
Right you are, ma'am. But if you think Holy Joe is going to do what he tells you he's going to do, you got bats in your belfry, and they ain't little common ordinary bats neither, ma'am.
Sweet.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No offense meant, Miss Sedgwick.
Well, offense was taken. You watch your words in the future.
Aye, ma'am.
P.Y.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick?
Insects are beginning to come into the tent. Drop the mosquito netting across the door.
Yes, I will, Miss Sedgwick.
And squirt some of that insect spray around inside here.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Well, it's dark and we're staying. So what do we do now?
Mr. Packard, you're certain that Captain Norton was buried so that nothing can get at him?
Yeah, we can fell a couple of palm trees across the grave to make sure.
Good. That's enough, P.Y., that's enough. You want to asphyxiate his child?
Well, it seems hardly enough.
Well, it is for me. Stuff's worse on humans than on insects. And now, P.Y., take one of these lanterns and go into the inner tent and turn down my bed.
I will do so.
You will occupy the second bed. Prepare it also.
Oh, no, Miss Sedgwick.
Prepare it also.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick.
Yes.
Hey, what about me?
You will occupy the tent originally meant for Edith, P.Y., and yourself.
Hey, I've got to spend the night in that canvas cottage all by myself.
Oh, don't worry, none, Sugarfoot. Me and Jack will be around handy. Well, ain't none of us going to get spread out too much in enemy territory like this.
Matter of fact, Miss Sedgwick, I think you'd make room for Jerry in your tent here.
No.
Well, there are 2 big sections to it besides this screened-in open air.
No. The girl will have to sleep in the tent provided for her next door.
Really doesn't matter, Jerry. Doc and I'll be patrolling outside all night.
Yes, that was going to be my suggestion. You and Mr. Long watch outside. Stewart and Sweet here will bring their sleeping bags and sleep inside the screened-in porch of my tent.
But we got quarters of our own.
Do I have to argue every point? Do as I say.
Aye, ma'am.
Well, Stewart, don't stand up with your mouth open.
But Miss Sedgwick shouldn't...
Are you arguing with me, too? Go get your sleeping bag.
Yes, ma'am. Right away.
Sweet, don't stand there.
Aye. You betcha my boots, ma'am.
What is the matter with you, Mr. Long?
Why, I don't get it. What the heck are you changing stuff all around for? Everybody's quarters have been assigned.
Are you questioning me?
No. Yes, doggone it, I am. What the heck is going on, anyhow?
I do as I see fit. Well, P.Y.?
Your bed is prepared, Miss Sedgwick.
Good. I'll go in.
I will push the chair.
No, the tent floor is too uneven. It's too much for you.
Yeah, how about me giving you a hand?
Yes, if you will, please.
Yeah. Here we go.
Right in this way, please.
Yeah. This here's a funny kind of a business for a woman like you to be on. You know that, Miss Sedgwick?
You will give an opinion when one is required of you.
Ain't that telling me off?
Well, isn't she the old bag?
There's something about this that doesn't sound right. I'm not at all satisfied that you... Oh, are you back, Stuart?
Yes, sir. Where's Miss Sedgwick?
She's going to bed. Doc wheeled her chair into the back section of the tent.
Well, I suppose she expects the rest of us to retire, too.
Undoubtedly. I don't think you're going to be very comfortable sleeping on the ground here.
Oh, it's all right. I guess we're not supposed to sleep. We're really on guard.
I'll be right next door, Stuart. How about coming over and guarding me once in a while?
Yes, ma'am. I mean... No, ma'am. I don't think I'd better.
You're darn right you hadn't better. Sugarfoot here's dynamite to any man's morale, so you just keep out of her touches before you blow a gasket. Nice boy like you.
Yes, sir. That's the way I feel exactly, sir. If she only wouldn't look at me that way.
It's only because I admire you so much.
Well, I wish you wouldn't. It's terribly upsetting. Really, it is.
Yeah, lay off, Jerry. Oh, sweet, where have you been?
Taking myself a good look around. That's what I've been doing.
Find anything?
Well, I found me a good way to hightail it out of here in case them bloody savages start slinging their javelins in this direction.
Line of retreat, eh?
You got the jitters, way.
Well, I ain't exactly got the jitters, master, but my stomach feels like it was full of fluttering yoonbugs every time I hear a noise in the jungle back of us.
Are you sufficiently armed?
Aye, rifle, 2.45s, a bowie knife, and a pack of firecrackers.
Stuart?
Yes, sir, a 38 and a rifle.
Good. Sleep on them and watch out. Well, we're on our way. Come on, Jerry.
Yeah.
Sleep tight. Don't let the jaggers bite.
You used to let the jaguar come around here. You used to let him.
Doggone, I left you out, sweet dog. You used to let a jaguar come around here.
Oh, golly, it's so dark I can't see where to put my tootsies.
I got me a flashlight.
Well, don't use it. We're being watched. A moving light might make them suspicious.
I might start something.
Where are we headed for?
Right here. Your tent.
Hey, I'm not going to stay here alone.
You won't have to. We'll make this our headquarters. Doc and I'll take turns patrolling.
Yeah, that's all right. You can crawl into your sleeping bag and get some shut eye.
Ouch! Oh, my shin.
Take it easy, sugar.
Oh, 1 minute's daylight and the next, wham. The night descends like a window shade.
Well, it's always the way it is in the tropics.
Can I have a light to get ready for bed?
Nope.
Hey.
And don't take your clothes off.
Don't. Oh, what the heck do you think I'll look like in the morning if I get in my sleeping bag with my clothes on?
Well, that's not important. We might have to get out of here in a hurry.
Yeah, and you don't want to have to take to the high timber with nothing on but a sleeping bag, do you, honey?
You're the boss.
Hey, listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Keep still. Yeah. Jaguar.
You're way off, though.
You can smell a possible meal way off if the wind's right.
Hey, what do you mean, meal?
Yeah, we're going to have to be pretty blame careful about our patrolling, Jack, with them things crawling around through the grass on their bellies.
Yeah. I wish we had a light kitchen chair like animal trainers use.
What for?
But they got a funny way of attacking. I noticed it with the one that killed Norton. They come at you on their stomachs and then climb right up your frame, clawing and ripping you with their hind feet.
Oh.
All the time going for your throat with their fangs, huh?
Yeah. A chair or something to hold in front of you at least give you some protection.
How about this here canvas camp stool?
Let me feel.
Yeah, reach out your hand. You got it?
Yeah. Well, a lot better than nothing. Take it along with me.
Hey, ain't we going to draw for first patrol?
No, I'll take it. I want to lay out a sort of a course for us to follow.
If Miss Sedgwick hadn't insisted on Sweet and Stuart sleeping on her doorstep, we could do this patrolling in pairs like it ought to be done.
This is a one-man job. I'll see you in about 10 minutes. So long.
Not a lot, fella.
He's gone?
Yeah. You crawled into your sleeping bag?
Yeah, clothes and all. And I got a hunch this isn't the answer to a perfect night's rest.
Oh, you go to sleep in a little while.
Maybe.
Doggone mockingbird.
Yeah. Doc. I'd give a lot to know whether this is perspiration trickling down my shoulder blades or spiders.
Would you be laying there if it was spiders?
I would not.
Then it must be sweat.
Thanks, pal.
Listen.
Somebody's running this way.
Snap out of that bag and crawl under the cot. You got your shooting pistol?
Yeah, under the cot.
Yep. Coming this way, all right.
Hey, Doc. Come on,
hey,
quick.
Jack, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Quick, there's not a second to waste.
What about Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry, too. Come on.
Come on, Jerry. Snap into it.
Yeah.
Well, what is it, fella? What's the matter?
Miss Sedgwick's tent is deserted.
Hey.
Wheelchair's in the tent, but she's gone, and so are P.Y. and Sweet and Stuart.
They've been captured?
No. Giving us a slip. They're on the trail of the pirate loot without us.
But Holy Joe.
That's what I'm afraid of. Holy Joe finds them before we do, it's goodbye expedition.
Well, what are we waiting for? If this is a payoff, let's get to going.
Miss Sedgwick warned Jack that she didn't trust him. And what's this about Miss Sedgwick being gone, but her wheelchair is still in her tent? In just a moment, the trio will seek to pick up the trail. But just now, I promise to tell our guest, Mrs. Gray, how to mix the vitamin cocktail so that it's smooth and delicious. And I know a great many of you other friends who are planning to take Fleischmann's yeast regularly will want to know how to mix the vitamin cocktail, too. So listen closely, won't you? Here's all you do. Just break up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Be sure the glass is dry and that you use a fork. Both are important. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass with tomato juice, give it another stir, and that's it, the vitamin cocktail. It contains all the vitamins known to be needed in human nutrition.
Well, I'm starting to drink the vitamin cocktail tonight, Mr. Dalstead.
Well, fine, but be sure to ask for Fleischmann's yeast with the yellow label. You see, Fleischmann's is the only yeast of any kind with both vitamin B complex and added amounts of vitamins A and D.
Oh, and by the way, Mr. Dalstead, how often should I drink a vitamin cocktail?
Well, two vitamin cocktails every day supply the daily minimum requirements of vitamins A, B1, C, and D, and a good supply of all the vitamins in the B complex group. So, friends, if you need extra vitamins, drink a cake of Fleischmann's yeast and tomato juice the last thing every night, the first thing every morning. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.
I don't get, Jack. Is how you
spit off. Keep your voice down, man. Mm. One thing we don't want is Holy Joe or his natives to know we're on the prowl. Try not to make so much noise walking.
What the heck can you do on these leaves?
Just ahead, we'll hit a pass. No more talking now.
Hey, what's this?
This is the path I was telling you about. Come on, keep moving.
Well, I'll be doggone. Powdery dust. Feet don't make a sound.
Golly, it suddenly got awful dark overhead. Not a star in the sky.
The path then closed in a tangle of jungle vines.
Hmm. Walls of vegetable matter, huh?
How the heck did you find it? And where are we going to wind up?
Miss Sedgwick, Swede, Stewart, and P.Y. were just entering it as I was making my rounds. I marked it, and then I came back for you two. I think we're going to wind up in a cave or a tunnel.
Doggone weirdest place I've been in yet.
That's your imagination.
I'll be doggone if it is. Just listen for yourself. Where's them night sounds we was hearing before we come in here?
Yeah, Jack. What about those?
Something else I want to know is, how come Miss S. knowed about this place? Where'd she get on to it?
P.Y.'s parchment map, naturally.
Hey, of course. Now I remember.
Yeah? What?
Why, when we first got off the yacht and was kind of cruising around the beach looking for a place to land, all of a sudden little old P.Y. let out a yip.
Yeah, Sedgwick trying to hush her up.
Yeah, but not before P.Y. said that this here spot was a place marked on the map.
Hmm. Sedgwick was very cute about the whole thing and they never tumbled.
I mean?
Why, her tent is placed in the palm grove so that it almost backs up against the entrance of this fine tunnel. We put the tent where she told us without ever guessing what she was up to.
Oh, so at all her and her crew had to do was to lift up the back flap of her tent and the whole bunch would slip out that way.
You suppose that's why she had Sweet and Stewart sleep in her tent?
Why, of course it is.
Hey, Holden.
What's the matter?
The ground's changing.
Coming to the mouth of the cave?
Yeah, I think so. Let me feel around a little.
No little light?
No, no, not even a match. I don't know what we're running into. Yeah. Yeah, this is the entrance to a cave or a tunnel, all right. It's a rock floor just ahead.
We going ahead?
Come on, not a word. Easy now. Hold it, hold it.
Boy, we sure do make an awful clatter, don't we?
Floor's dry. How about taking off our shoes?
That's okay if ain't no snakes or poisonous insects.
Oh.
No, no, it won't be. It's too cool. Take them off.
I sure hope you're right.
There. You ready, Jerry?
Yeah. What'll I do with my shoes?
Give them to me, honey. Little scraps of leather like him I put in my vest pocket. Mine I tie together by the laces and hang around my neck. And don't say ain't I afraid of asphyxiation, because I ain't.
Some lungs.
All right. Take this line, Doc. Sherry, you in the middle.
What's that for?
It's easier to follow one another in the dark. Something to help you. Save you if you go over a ledge or into a crevice.
Well, you leading the procession, son. Just take off.
Oh, I sure hope there aren't any sharp stones lying in our path.
Stone bruises ain't a bit of fun. Jack, is this year supposed to be a cave Holy Joe and his gal friend soon ya don't know about?
I don't know. Keep your voices down. Can't tell how sound will carry in a place like this. Seem to be coming to a turn. Or maybe it's just another cave. Anyway, take it easy.
Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Does Miss Sedgwick's wheelchair being back in camp and her not in it suggest anything to you?
You mean she's able to get up and walk?
What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
And how the heck is she getting around through these here caves?
Sweet and Stuart are probably carrying her. Wait.
Hey, look up ahead. Lights.
Yeah, that's probably them.
They sure don't seem to be very worried about using a lantern or flashlight.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to try to creep up on them?
Yeah. They seem to be resting.
Funny they haven't gotten further than this.
Well, Stuart and Sweet are carrying Miss Sedgwick. It'd naturally be slow. All right. More talking now until we get up to them.
Nonsense. I'm perfectly able to go on. I won't have it any other way.
But, Miss Sedgwick, if you'd only trust Mr. Packard and Mr. Long, they would do this for you.
You're a little fool, P.Y. That red-headed Texan looks at you when you lose your head like any other silly young thing.
Oh, no, Miss Sedgwick. They are honest men, I think.
Yes, Miss Sedgwick. I believe you're wrong in not trusting Mr. Packard and Mr. Long.
Well, you asked for your opinion.
No, ma'am.
Then please do not interrupt.
Just the same, Swede feels the same way I
do. Stuart!
That's right, ma'am. You can trust them, and you ain't a very smart woman if you can't see it, Miss Sedgwick, ma'am.
Are you finished?
No, but I quit talking.
Isn't about time. Pick me up and we'll go forward.
Yes, as you say, ma'am. Come along, Stuart.
Yeah.
All right, it's a minute, Swede.
Good gracious. Mr. Packard.
You bet you, Miss Edgewick, and Doc Long and little old Jerry Book are right behind.
You sneaking, double-crossing trio of no good...
Now, what's the use of that kind of talk?
I knew you were after the treasure all the time.
You're being a very foolish and obstinate woman, Miss Sedgwick.
Am I indeed?
Yeah. The only interest we got in this expedition is to see that you and your party get home safe. Treasure's incidental.
You say that, but...
Is that what you're after now, the treasure? P.Y.?
Yes, Mr. Packard.
P.Y.?
I do trust these men, Miss Sedgwick. You must not be angry with me, but I do trust them. It was Miss Sedgwick's hope to find treasure this night and return it to Cap before morning when Holy Joe come again.
It can be done that quickly?
Miss Sedgwick thinks so.
Well, that's a darn good stunt. If it can be worked, get the treasure and hide it in our dunnage, and then when Holy Joe comes with Edith, give him a darn map.
Yes. By the time Holy Joe discover treasure is gone, we will be on Nightbird and far out to sea.
It's doggone good strategy, I swear to my grandma, Tess.
So glad you approve.
That sounds all right.
Listen.
What a pity you have been caught at it.
Holy Joe!
Quick, got the lights. Space that lantern.
It is not necessary to put out lights. We have our own way to light the cavern. And we not Sunya.
See, we have our own way.
That's Sunya's voice, okay?
Yeah. Hiya, Sunya, honey.
Not speak to me in those familiar tongues.
Oh, don't, huh?
I am Sunya, high priestess. I am high priestess of the Chamber of Death. I am companion to the Jaguar.
Companion to the Jaguar, huh?
Oh, Miss Sedgwick, I'm afraid.
You good plant it isn't to be, kid.
Sweet, stop frightening the child.
Well, Holy Joe, now that you know we're here, what about it?
Wait. I will set fire to the torches.
What's that for? What torches?
To light up cavern. It is not good that we should commune in darkness. So, yeah.
See, Master.
Light the torch to the left. I will light the torch to the right.
See. I will do it.
The minute they light up a place, how about picking them off with a rifle?
Well, we can always do that. Let's see what they're up to first.
Hey. Hey, look, the place is lighting up.
Good jump in Jerusalem, Brad. This here cave is as big as all outdoors.
There they are. Up on that ledge across the cabin. 30 feet above our heads.
What's that they got on, anyhow? Hey, Holy Joe. What's them nightshirts you and Tunya's wearing?
These are ceremonial robes.
Look like nightshirts to me, honey.
For that I slit your tongue with my own hand.
It is not well to make fun with the high priestess, senor. She is not named companion of the Jaguar for nothing.
This isn't getting us anywhere.
Go about your business, and let us go about ours.
This is our business, senorita.
You agreed to let us alone until morning.
Si, senorita, si, but you did not tell us you intend invading sacred precincts of priests of the Jaguar of the island of Skull.
This is the temple of the Jaguar?
Si. You have come by roundabout way. But you have invaded a sacred place, and that is too bad for you, senor.
What do you mean by that?
Once I could have made bargain with you. Once I could have saved you from what is about to come on you. Now I cannot. Now that which must be, will be.
And just what is your idea about what must be, sport?
Death, senor.
Si, death. For the senors, death in the pit of the jaguars. For the senoritas, death will come fresh on the altar of the monkey men.
Monkey men?
That is not pleasant death. You will be sorry you come.
Jack brings you an important message.
47 men and boys were taken from one Yugoslav village last week and shot to death by their Nazi masters. A German sentry was killed in guerrilla warfare, and so 47 male citizens in the neighboring village were called from the fields where they were working beside their wives and from the workbench, and were lined up against a wall without even knowing why, and were shot down and then left there in a heap as a warning. But that wasn't the really ghastly part of this unlovely business. There weren't enough grown men left in the village by this time to make up the full 47 condemned. So the high command had a brilliant idea. His jackals went into the village school and brought out 13 of the older boys, ranging from 15 down to 11. They were lined up against the wall with their fathers to make the full complement of 47. And that's why in Yugoslavia today, the hills and backcountry are the refuge of school children, along with the guerrilla soldiers. Because even the youngest child is not safe against the enemy we are fighting. The Nazi on the European continent and his blood brother, the Japanese, on the Asiatic continent and in the Pacific, breed lust and murder wherever they lay their greedy hands. And that is what they would breed in these Americas if they could but reach us here. That is why this appeal I'm reading is coming to you from the United States government. That is why the Treasury Department has officially announced a war bond and stamp quota for you. Every one of you. Officially, you've been asked to set aside 10% of the family for war bonds and stamps. This is something official you can do to revenge those murdered schoolboys and to prevent it happening here. Will you do it? Thank you.
If you're planning to add more vitamins to your diet, read the Fleischmann yeast label first. Note the many important vitamins you get in this yeast. And mind you, Fleischmann yeast with the yellow label is the only yeast with all these vitamins. And that includes fresh yeast, dry yeast, and any other kind of yeast. And if you bake at home, here's something important. Recent tests prove that four of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, vitamins A, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into your bread. The further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Jerry Booker in their search for the pirate loot of the Island of Skulls will come to you next week at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast.
The next time you buy coffee, get Fresh, Chase, and Sanborn for a new experience in coffee flavor. It's not just one coffee, but a blend of many supremely delicious. The price is always reasonable. Your choice of drip or regular grind. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee. I Love a Mystery comes to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.